Thank you, Yaping. Thank you, Yangling. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Before I introduce our cultural programs, let me tell you one thing first about 2008. You are going to have a great time in Beijing. Many people are fascinated by China's sport legends in the history. For example, back to Song Dynasty, which was the 11th century, people in our country started to play a game called Suju, which is regarded as the origin of Asian football. The game was so popular that women were also participating. So now you would probably understand why our women's football team does so well today. There are a lot more wonderful and exciting events waiting for you in the new Beijing, a modern metropolis with 3,000 years of cultural treasures woven into the urban tapestry. Along with the iconic imagery of the Forbidden City, the Temple of Heaven, and the Great Wall, the city also offers an endless mixture of theaters, museums, discos, all kinds of restaurants and shopping malls, which will amaze you and delight you. But beyond all that, this is a city of millions of friendly people who love to meet people from around the world. They believe if the 2008 Olympics is held in Beijing, it will help to enhance the harmony between our culture and the diverse cultures of the world. And I guarantee their gratitude will pour out in open expressions of affection for you and the great movement that you guide. Within our cultural programs, education and communication will receive the highest priority. We seek to create an intellectual and sporting legacy by broadening the understanding of the Olympic ideals throughout the country. Cultural events will unfold each year from 2005 to 2008. We'll stage multidisciplined cultural programs, including concerts, exhibitions, art competitions, and camps, which will involve young people from around the world. During the Olympics, these activities will also be held in the Olympic Village and in the city for the benefit of the athletes. Our ceremonies will give China's greatest and the world's greatest artists a chance to celebrate the common aspiration of humanity and the unique heritage of Chinese culture and that of the Olympic movement. With a concept inspired by the famed Silk Road, our torch relay will break new ground, traveling from Olympia through some of the oldest civilizations known to man, Greek, Roman, Egyptian, Byzantine, Mesopotamian, Persian, Arabian, Indian, and Chinese. Carrying the message, share the peace, share the Olympics, the eternal flame will reach new heights as it crosses the Himalayas over the world's highest summit, Mount Chimulanma, which is known to many of you as Mount Everest. In China, the torch will pass through Tibet, cross Yangtze and Yellow Rivers, travel the Great Wall, and visit Hong Kong, Macau, Taiwan, and the 56 ethnic communities who make up our society. On this journey, the flame will be seen by and inspire more human beings than any previous relay. I'm afraid I cannot give you the full picture of our cultural programs within such a short period of time. Before I end, let me share with you one story. 700 years ago, amazed by his incredible description of a faraway land of great beauty, people asked Marco Polo whether his stories about China were true. And Marco answered, "What I've told you was not even half of what I saw. Actually, what we have shown you here today is only a fraction of the Beijing that awaits you." Ladies and gentlemen, I believe Beijing will prove to be a land of wonders to all of you, to athletes, spectators, and the worldwide television audience alike. Come and join us. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you all.